Boker Tov.
Today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid in Kedushin. The third line, the end of the third line on the page. Neman Dain Lomar Zuchis. We said yesterday that who is believed B'Shas Maisa. So when we said the parents are believed B'Shas Maisa, if they're in the street and they say, well, we didn't really abandon this kid, you know, we just forgot him while we were shopping or whatever. That's one case where we believe. And we said that a Balmekach is believed to say he sold it to this guy, not to the other guy. We're talking about a case where they already left the store, and there is no solid proof. But he's only believed when if he's still holding on to it. Once they left the store, then he's no longer believed because he's not involved in it anymore. And the third case was Neman. A dayan, who in this case must have been a mumcha because he judged it by himself, he was an individual judge, he's allowed to say this person won the case and this person lost the case. So the question is, medvar morim, when is the ashabali dinam omdim afanav? They're still there. Again, these are all cases where he's believed at the time, you're not believed later on. And as a question, it's not that he's necessarily a liar, but his mind isn't on it anymore. In other words, it's not his case anymore. You remember something you did just a few minutes ago, something that took place yesterday, or something that took place last week. Your mind isn't on it, so therefore you're not believed alone to say what it was.
I know this situation.
You know the situation, right.
So
five minutes later, you forgot, right? And here we're talking about where it's an individual. You're relying on an individual to say this, either a parent in the case before, or the seller in that case. Or we talked about before the parent, we talked about the case of the chaya, which we'll come back to again, the midwife, who's allowed to say, oh, this kid was born first, he's the b'chor, or if there were different people of different lineages, he's the kohen. I just helped deliver four different babies. There was a kohen, there was a wife, Mrs. Cohen, Mrs. Levy, Mrs. Momzer, and whatever, and these are the kids. B'shas Maisa, you believe there, but later on, not. Okay. And then we said, now we're talking about a case of a judge. A judge says, this is the one that I won, this one that lost the case. Look who's got the, you know, when they finish the case, she presses a button and the prints out, you know, you won, you lost. Look at who's got the piece of paper in there. Who's got the paper in their hand, which has got basically the psak din that says who won. So let's look at the kriyas chasas. It's been ripped up. They can't find it again. They didn't have a computer. They could print another one. It was just, that was it.
How do you ever have a system then?
How do you have a system of?
Of anything.
Records?
Okay. No, so they had to have the paper. In other words, just like a get or a ksuba, you can collect with a get or a ksuba. If you lost your get or ksuba, you can't collect. Here, if you lost the schus, you can't do it.
So you have to keep the judgment?
You have to keep the judgment at least till you collect. Till you collect. Whatever the, you know, till you collect. You get, you know, you won the $100 or fighting over whatever it is until you collect. So the head of an adayin, they didn't keep records forever and ever. Same thing with a get. You need a get until you can get divorced or until you collect, until you can remarry or until once you remarry, that's it. Or once you collect the money. So why doesn't he just rejudge the case? There's what's happened over here. You say the judge is believed
result.
To say, very good, but the point is, why should you get a different result if it's based on the merits, it should be all the same thing.
That's called justice.
So the answer is b'shuta d'dayni. It's not speaking about a case where it's a clear thing of who's, you know, I owed you the money, you didn't owe me the money. It's a question of each one claimed, I got a gift, let's say, from Mr. Adelson. He wanted to give me a gift. No, he wanted to give me a gift. So the judge decides based on his own not philosophy, but based on his feeling. You know, he has a feel for who's closer to the guy. So because of that, that could easily be switched around. You know, he might feel it one way now, might feel that. It's not a clear-cut thing that he owes him as a witness is what happened over here. We're talking about where it's really up to, it's dependent on the judge's judgment, and that could change, and therefore we don't want to retry the case. So again, in this strange case, if it was a case where, you know, we don't know who's, we lost a piece of paper, we don't know who's who won and who didn't, and you could just rejudge it, so rejudge it. But this is not a case where rejudgment will help, because you might come up with a different result this time. We mentioned before that a chai is believed to say, that a midwife is believed to say immediately, shoshana men la'al, to believe right away, not later on. One of them was a midwife. Says, of course, he says, there's actually three people believed about this son to say he's a b'chor. Depends on the time. Chaya of imo, the midwife, the father, and the mother. Chaya la'alter, as soon as the kid's born, you know, she says, oh yeah, I saw it. This is the kid that came out first. There were twins. This one came out first. An hour later, she's already delivered other kids. She's not going to remember anymore. They all look alike, right? Not believe that. Imo kol shiva. Afterwards, once the mother starts nursing and holds the baby during the 7 days before the bris, then the mother's believed to say this is the right one. She recognizes him. Aviv lo'olam, once the father develops a relationship with the child, and this is like from the bris and onward, then the father's always believed. Ketatani, we learn yakir. Pasuk says in Kiseitse, ki es b'noha b'chor, yakir, right? That he will recognize, remember we talked about yakir l'asalav peshanai, we talked about you can't judge between the snua and the ahuva. He has to give it, if he didn't give it away before death, his firstborn takes the double share. So he learned from the word yakir, yakir edo lechem, but he's the one who decides. In other words, it says that a father gives his firstborn a double share, right? How do we know who's the firstborn? The father's the one who can determine if he's the firstborn. Yakir edo lechem, he kind of reviewed it, and a person believed to say, zeh b'ni b'chor. But this is my b'chor. How do we? The kid doesn't know. The kids were babies. They don't know who was born first. The father is believed to say this is the b'chor. Again, the mother's believed from birth until the 7 days. That's when she's closest of all people. The chai is believed immediately, and the father, once he develops a relationship from bris and onwards. Ukshem shem men lomer zeh b'ni b'chor. Just like he's believed to say this is my son b'chor. Kach men lomer zeh ben grusha v'zeh ben chalutza. This is ben grusha ben chalutza, meaning that he's not capable of being a kohen. Not capable of being a kohen, not roitit, truma, etc. Chachamom enem, and he's not believed. A ben grusha ben chalutza. He's believed the other ones, but he's not believed to apostle this kid to say he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Even when the father's beliefs of ben grusha ben chalutza, the mafarshim say it's speaking about where he says he married the grusha or the chalutza unwittingly. Chalutza is drop on him. The chalutza we aser ben chalutza because of a ben grusha. Grusha is the oraisa that a kohen can't marry grusha. But if he married her a grusha, if he married grusha on purpose, then he's sort of a rusha, so he doesn't have much belief either. But speaking about that, he didn't know at the time that he married her that she was a grusha. Abashal ha'yikari l'shtuki b'duka. So we said in our Mishnah back that we said that a Sufi is called, and we said that a Sufi, right, so Yosef Bavel, that Kohen are allowed to marry another. Levim Yisrael are allowed to marry Chalal, Geri, v'chariyah, because they're really, there's no question of Amzeiris over there by a Chalal, a Ger, or an Evan Mishukhrar. But a Ger and a Chushar, they can marry Mamzeirim. And a Venesini and Shtuki Vasufi, they're all allowed to marry one another. That's what we learned in the Mishnah, right? That a Mamzer and a Sin, Shtuki Vasufi, Kulam Tarmuz Avzeh. That's what the Mishnah said. We'll see, there's going to be another Mishnah today which disagrees with that. And then he describes what a Shtuki and what a Sufi is. and then Abishal at the end says, Hayakur the Shtuki Biduki. A Shtuki, meaning, we said that's where the mother has this child, and the child goes, say, hey, are you my papa? And she says, no, be quiet. Don't talk. We don't know who the father is. We know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is. Yesterday's Gemara said that really technically, in a case like that, what's the concern? We know who the mother is, and it's a 50-50 chance the kid's not a mamzer. And therefore he should be allowed to marry mamzer. Vaday, so the Gemara says, Malo Subir. So that's really what we're going to see today also. But first, nachon. So that's, and therefore, in a chanami. So technically she could marry. And the question is, do we believe her, right? But even if you say we believe her, the question is, how far does a belief go? And that's what we're going to discuss now. But our mission, we said that a ger, mom's, and a sin, and a shtuki, they can marry one another, but a shtuki cannot marry a regular Jew, a kohen of Israel. Why not? So we said yesterday, it's only a suffix. Suffix mom's should be okay. So mal also be uchsin. That we gave a special, the rabbanon put extra stringencies, even though Minat Torah, a shtuki, which is a suffix of a mamzer, let's say it's 50-50, should be able to marry a regular Jewish person. My beduki, what does it mean? Abishal called them a beduki, as if to say, check it out. My beduki, Elam Shabbat, can assume you check the mother of Omer's Lakashan of Alta, and she says, listen, you're right, I'm not married, but I had Bia with somebody who is a kosher person, And she's believed. Check it out. That's the reason you check it out, as if to say it's mutter. Come on, Kermeliel, this is called Kermeliel, who we're going to quote him in a minute. Tanina, we learn Rechazimna, that tell him he had in Ksubas Ha'isim of Beres. Let's say a woman was pregnant. Amrullah Mati Vashay, you're not married. Where did this kid come from? Amrullah, she says, Me'ish Ploni Vakoini. He's from a person who's. Kohen doesn't mean he's a Kohen as opposed to Levi, so it just means he's a kosher person. The child's not a mamzer. Kermeliel Rablazar Amrullah, she's believed. Rabbi Shu Amrullah Mepian Chaim, we don't live from her mouth. Rabbi Shu didn't agree with it. So if you wouldn't have Armin of Shmuel Achim Melil, so you'd say, okay, fine. Abba Shaul here is coming to tell us that the Lach is like Achim Melil. But we already had the Gemara over there says, Shmuel says Lach Achim Melil. So what is the Gemara adding over here by giving us Abba Shaul's opinion? You check him out. Check out the Shtuke. What? Pasuk Achim Melil? We already know Pasuk Achim Melil. What's he adding? It says, Chad Alach Shabbat Rach Shabbita. In the case of Melil, says that she's Mutter, meaning she can marry a Koi. A Koi is not allowed to sleep with some, is not allowed to live with somebody who had a bia which is usher to her. For example, she lived with her brother, or she lived with somebody she's not supposed to, a goy. That would be usher, that for Kohen Livet. But over here, she says, no, I just was out of wedlock, but he was a kosher guy, he was a very chush of a person, he was in the kolel, he was a fine person, but we didn't get married. So Chadash Shabbos, so Leo was just telling that she's mutter, she could subsequently marry a Kohen, but because she had a cheskos kashas before, but not necessarily the child. The child, we don't know where it's from. So therefore, Michelle's telling us that we check out. A shtuki is a beduki to check out. Not only the mother, not only do we believe the mother, but if we check it out, we believe the child.
If you believe
the child's
the mother, why don't you believe the child?
So the answer is because she had a chazaka, and there's a machlok is about that. And one says that she's believed because she had a chazaka. The child wasn't born with a chazaka. The child was born already under suspicion. Like we just said, the mother's kosher, but the daughter's not necessarily allowed to marry Kohen. Because you say if the mother's okay, the child's okay too. There's such an opinion. According to that, what's Abishol teaching me over here? We already know that we possibly like her Gamaliel, that you believe her. Says Abishol, he's telling us more. Where do we say we believe that lady over there when she says, hey, what are you doing pregnant? You're not married. Well, it was a fine person. He was a kosher Jew and all that. That's where she is unmarried. And most of the people in the city are kosher people. You know, they're not mamzerim or nesinim or whatever. So the odds are, we can believe her. Let's say she was, most of the people in the city are not kosher. Or let's say she was already betrothed. She was engaged. Where most of the people in the city are not allowed to live with her. Amalomam, I think she's not believed. Tzricha, therefore, it's telling us, I'm sure, that you could check it out. If you check it out, you can determine that she slept with a kosher person, then the child is okay. Allah is like Abishol, that if you could check it out, you know, you check it out. If you find out who it is, etc., you could check it out. You can verify that the shtuki was kosher. That's by a shtuki. A shtuki means you know the mother, you don't know the father. So if you believe the mother, and she says who she slept with, etc., but where the child is an asufi, asufi means like an abandoned child who was gathered up from the street. There, you don't know if the kids... A foundling, right. A foundling, then that would be a problem. So he said yesterday...
You say you don't know the father, but if she's named the father, then you don't know the
father. Okay, well, you know, that's the question. Do we believe her? Rabbi Shua says we don't believe her. And Leo says we do believe her. Rabbi Shaul says even more. Not only do you believe her about the kid, and you believe her even in a situation where the rove tells you that, you know, maybe you shouldn't believe her. You still believe her. That's Rabbi Shaul's point. Now, yesterday we saw that Midaraisa, a shtuki, or a sufi, technically, what's the question? We don't know who the kid is. Why do we assume the kid's a mamzer? It could mean a mamzer. It's a suffolk mamzer, right? But he said, Min HaTorah, says, lo yavo mamzer b'kal shem, mamzer vaday, who do lo yavo? Ha suffolk mamzer yavo. B'kal shem, b'kal vaday yavo, lo yavo, but b'kal suffolk, you could. So it's mashma Min HaTorah that you could, a suffolk mamzer, is allowed to marry a regular Jewish person. So here we're going to talk more about that. Says the Mishnah, Kol Asur Lava Bokal Mutar Lozav Zeh. Now, the Chora, this Mishnah, if you're looking at this Mishnah, you look back at our Mishnah on Samach Tes, it's saying the same thing. We talked about there about Tsar Yuchsin, and we said that the Geiri Chirir, Mamzir, and Sinim Shukri, all these people are not allowed to vote Bokal Hashem, they're allowed to marry one another. So the Chora, our Mishnah is saying the same thing. Kol Asur Lava Bokal Mutar Lozav Zeh. Whoever's not allowed to marry in Kal Hashem, you think like a Mamzer, right? And the scene, those kind of people, they're allowed to marry one another. So the Gemara is going to ask about that right away. What is he adding on in the previous Mishnah? Rebuta says you cannot. Cannot what? We cannot marry one another. Cannot marry one another. So who could they marry? We'll see.
Nobody.
Right. Rabbi Lezer Omer loves us. He could say a mamzer can marry another mamzer, not another kind.
Not here.
No, loves us. Rebuta. Oh, sir. Right. Well, so we'll see what Rebuta is referring to. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer Paschal.
They can marry
Uh-huh.
What's the difference?
If
they can marry.
We already had that, right? We have a situation where we don't want people to be in a situation where they can't marry somebody.
I thought he's asking. I'm not sure what you're asking. Who is he supposed to marry?
Let's say he doesn't get married.
Well, you have to marry.
No, I'm saying what's they're allowed to marry.
Right.
Meaning what?
Meaning
so they're married. Their kids are not able to go to Kalashem.
Right, but they can marry one another.
No,
he's telling you who you're allowed to marry. A Cohen is only allowed to marry certain people. These are the people.
What's the
difference? I mean,
what's the difference?
I don't know what you mean. He's saying it's telling this guy that he can get married. These are the people.
Have chuppah and kedushin.
Yeah, he can marry these people. Yeah.
Is there any difference between having chuppah and kedushin and not having chuppah and kedushin?
Yeah, of course.
In their case?
Yeah. If they're married or not, you need a grush. You need to get divorced otherwise. Everything. It's a full marriage. It's a full marriage. Moms are married to another mom.
Kain
pruvu, etc. Right? You can kain pruvu maybe without getting married.
Right.
But then afkamina simply is it a marriage or not? Of course, it's a marriage. Is he chayiv? Would she be chayiv misa if she committed adultery? All the things that come along with marriage.
Right. We also had a principle.
The world is made for. I think you're addressing two different points. The world is made to procreate. People are supposed to procreate. That's the Derech HaTeva. By the way, yesterday's paper talking about the LGBT whatever. What's the Q? I couldn't figure out that one. What's
queer.
That?
Queer?
What?
Queer.
That's what I said. Queer. I said it's queer, but the headline was
not
politically correct. What is LGBTQ? I couldn't get it. I thought soon there'll be a whole alphabet of all people. What is a Q?
They call it alphabet soup.
No, but what is Q?
Probably transgender, maybe.
Queer?
It's queer.
No, it's
transgender.
That's a derogatory name.
No, it's not.
It's accepted. I don't think so.
Talk about queer theory. Yeah,
but that's gay.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't. All right, Michael will have the answer. Within 2 seconds, Michael will have the answer. I just was curious. But I said also queer, but that's gay. And I couldn't figure it out. Okay. All right, anyway, so Reb Lezer Omer, Vadon Mutter. Pardon?
Queer.
So then, how is that moisif on G?
It's a double.
It's a double. Okay. Call us from, you didn't see that in the video? You know, they say LGBT community. Now it's LGBTQ.
You never get that.
Actually,
there
were more.
I saw
the
LGBT.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
It was in the headline.
They have a plus at the end.
Okay. Reb Lezer Omer Vadon Vadon Mutter. Now, Reb Lezer says something which we didn't see till now. This is only a vadai is a vadai, and as a vadai mamzer can marry another vadai mamzer. Vadon besfaken, but a vadai with a suffix. You see the problem with the
questioning.
That's what the cue is?
I didn't read the whole thing, I just saw it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, back to the
Gemara question. Okay. Vadon besfaken, but vadon, so it's not queer. It's not queer.
One of them said queer. One of them said
question. Vadon besfaken, besfaken, vadon besfaken, besfaken, osir. He says, is there a question or not? In other words, let's say you have one guy who's a Suffolk mamzer and he has a girl who's a Suffolk mamzer. Can they get married? No. Because the guy who's a Suffolk mamzer may indeed be a mamzer and she's may not. So he says, you can't. What are sfeikas? Shtuk yasufi v'kuti. Kuti, the question was whether they were megayer properly or not. They were megayer goras. Shtuk yasufi, we've already explained. We don't know what they are. We don't know the status. So that's a sfeikas. So but suffik could go one way or another. And vadai is a vadai. So only a vadai can marry a vadai, not a suffik marrying a suffik. So Rabbi Lezer is saying over here, Rabbi Lezer is saying, basically, and we see the Rambam's asking this. So I just want to quote the Rambam because this is to make it very clear. Because yesterday we said that a suffik is allowed to marry Kal Hashem, right? So here the Rambam says, Din Torah, he just explains, once you see the Rambam, you see the Gemara really said that. Din Torah, she's Suffolk Mamzer, Mutalova Bakal. A Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry a regular Jewish person, Shneimer, Leova Mamzer Bakal Hashem. Mamzer Vadei also, Lova Bakal Hashem, below Suffolk. Ava Chacham Osu Ma'alev Yofsin. This combines yesterday's Gemara with today's. But the Chacham made a special higher stringency. Ba'omru Gama Sveikas Va'osru. But Osru Gamas Fakus Lovo Bakal, Lefichich Mamzer Vadai Mutter Lisa Mamzeris Vadai, Ava Mamzer Sufik, O Shistuki, O Asufi, which are also Sfakus, also Lisa Bas Yisrael. So that's what Rabbi Lezer. So we paskin like Rabbi Lezer, La Halocha, the rabbis did it. Minat Torah, a Sufik Mamzer could marry a regular Jew. But the rabbis made a Mal Osabiyuchsin, like we saw yesterday by the Shtuki and by Asufi, that Mal Osabiyuchsin, technically, it could marry Mal Osabiyuchsin. And Reb Lezer is paskining the halacha lemaisa, not going on the Dvar Torah. But let's look back at the first part of the Mishnah. Kol Shen Lova V'Kal Mutan Lova Zavazeh. What are we speaking about, says Gemara? My Kol Shen Lova V'Kal.
All these cases where people are matir, we hear all these cases, Rabbi Wein always talks about where the Shah, so he said, no, the kid's not a matir.
Right, right, right.
In other words, that's interesting, because if you said he was a Suffolk Mamzer...
No, because they're poskening that he's Vaday not a Mamzer.
Not a Mamzer. Yeah, yeah, he said
right.
He was a Suffolk.
A Suffolk means he can't do it. Right,
he
right.
Can.
Right, correct. My Kol Shen Lova V'Kal. What does it mean, Kol Shen Lova V'Kal? Even a Mamzer in the Sinu Shtuk of a Sufi, what we talked about in the first Mishnah, all these people not allowed to love a Mamzer V'Kal Hashem, the sin, a Shtuk in a Sufi is fakus, and the sin is certainly not a Jew. So Hatan LaReish, we are to learn the Reish, Mamzer of a Sinu Shtuk of a Sufi, Mutar Mamzer V'Zeh, we learned that in the first Mishnah. So what is he telling you over here? That those people allowed to marry one another, we already learned that. What is he saying? The ones who can't marry love of Kal Hashem are allowed to marry one another. Are we speaking about Mamzer and Sinu Shtuk? We already learned that. Vesu, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, when Rabbi Yehuda says, he asers a hai, what is he talking about? Elaim avadom besfaken. If he's talking about that he asers a vad that he can marry a suffix, but that's Rabbi Lezer. How many times he said Rabbi Lezer? Or vadom, vadom, mutter, vadom besfaken, 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 oser, mechal der Rabbi Yehuda lo sfirulei. He doesn't hold of that stringency. Right, he's saying it doesn't hold to that stringency. Now, the Tana Kama is saying that even la halacha, if you learn like the Mishnah, if this is what the Mishnah means, that a shtuki and a sufi call shulam v'kal are allowed to marry one another, that means an ashtuki and a sufi could also marry one another. Don't forget, according to Blazer, even a shtuki can't marry another shtuki because maybe one is moms or one's not. And if the Tana Kama is saying that they are. So what's Rabbi Lezer ostering? What is Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, what's Rabbi Yehuda ostering? What is he ostering? If Rabbi Yehuda is talking about as a ger can't marry a mamzerus, like he said, turn back to Ayin Beis and Beis. We had that yesterday and the end of the day before. The two lines from the bottom of the page on Ayin Beis and Beis. Turn around, ger no so mamzerus. That's how we paskin. Because he holds that kahal geirim ikri kahal, and therefore a mamzer's layavo. Is Rabbi Yehuda touching me there? But he said, "Also, a ger mamzeres. Me the ger mamzeres. Can we mention anything about a ger mamzeres? We talk about all the things." And it says, "Kol asun lo v'kal tana." We then kol asun lo v'kal, which means the ger lab men asuru. Ger is not also lo v'kal. Ger is lot to marry kal Hashem, right? So it says kol asun lo v'kal, lo v'kal. That's what we talk about. So. You can't. If people who aren't allowed to marry Kal Hashem. Who would that be? Like a mamzer or a nesin? That those people can marry one another. We're not talking about a ger, because it says Kol Asur in Lav Kal, and a ger is allowed to Kal Hashem. So what's going on in the Mishnah over here? Is he repeating the first Mishnah? Then what's Rabbi Yehuda Asering? And what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? If you're talking about a ger mamzeres, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger cannot marry a mamzeres because he holds that Kahal Gerim Ikri Kal is part of Kal Hashem, and a mamzer can't marry that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We don't pasquin like him, but. But still, what's it doing? What's going on? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat? So we're trying to explain what's part of explain the first part of the Mishnah. Kol asum lov bakal mutamuzar. What are we speaking about? Says Hachikamer. So the Gemara is going to grapple with different ideas till we come out with something at the end. Hachikamer. Kol asum lov bakal kahuna. It doesn't mean Kal Hashem. It doesn't mean Yisraelim. It means whoever can't marry a kohen. If a kohen can't marry, and who is that? A kohen can't marry. We know a gyoris, meaning over and above. Who can't a kohen marry? That Yisraelim could marry, right? We know that a Kohen can't marry, let's say, a Grusha. Well, we're going to talk, Grusha is going to be a problem. That's going to slug this up, but we'll come to the Grusha later on. But let's say a Kohen can't marry a Nesin, right? Somebody who's not really Jewish, or right? So Yisrael can't marry them either. It says, Kol asun lov v'kal kun, who over and above it, that's my ninu, gyoris p'chusim b'shalom shalom yechad. Listen to this. If she's a gyoris less than 3 years and a day, why? Udalo krib shim yechoy, not like shim yechoy. Krib shim yechoy holds that if she's less than 3 years old and a day when the bee is not a bee, what's the reason why you can't marry a gyoris? Because she's a zona, but less than 3 years old and a day, bee is not a bee. If anybody did anything with her, it grows back. So it's not considered. So he, Rabbi Shim Yechoy says, a kohen could marry a gyoris if she converted less than at the age of if she had under three. But he holds, the Tana Kama holds here, that a Kohen can't marry a Gyoris at all. It learns from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, we just had it in the Tanakh, in the Naftorah, right? On Emor, I think we had that, right? Kiyim Basulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. It has to be Zera Beis Yisrael, that the Kohens were more stringent. In those days, it were more machmir that a Kohen can't, can only marry a Bas Kohen, etc., etc. He can't, couldn't marry, remember the Pasuk in Tach talks about Amona also, he can't marry Amona, only Kohen Gadol can't marry Amona, a regular Kohen could. But anyway, it says, he dashes Basuk Kiyim Basulos Mizera Yisrael. He says that a Kohen can only marry somebody who was born to Jewish parents, not a Gioris. Okay, so what do you mean? So what's the Mishnah saying? Whoever cannot marry Kahal Kahuna, which is a Gioris, let's say a two-year-old Gioris, can't marry a Kohen, according to this opinion, Mutarin Lavadabazeh, she's allowed to marry a Mamzer. That's what, that's what we're trying to say. Rabbi Yehuda, he's talking about a Ger Mamzeris. Right, the Shomer, because he heard the Tanakama said, is the, well, after all, the question was, how could we talk about a Ger Mamzeres? We didn't mention Ger Mamzeres. The answer is, mention Kal Shum Lova Kal. Kal means Kal, a Ger is allowed to marry Kal. The answer is, a Ger cannot marry Kal Kahuna. We're adding in a word now. We're saying that Kal Shum Lova Kal means the Kal Kahuna. A Ger or a Gioris who's 2 years old cannot marry a Kohen. They're allowed to marry a Mamzer. That's what he means. Meaning they can mix with a mamzer. Okay? So what does that indicate? That indicates that if they're allowed to marry, the person, if they can't marry a Kohen, like a Gioris who just can't marry a Kohen, she's allowed to marry a mamzer. Smashba, if she is allowed to marry a Kohen, then she cannot marry a mamzer. So the Gemara says, "Venukma b'shol shan v'yamecha." Why talk about less than 3 years old? She's 2 years old. Talk about a girl who's 3 years old. Afilu shemirchoi. Talk about a 3 year old who also can't marry a Kohen. Zim kain mitzi the tavra. The break, the question that it's going to break is going to be right there. Why? Because if you're talking about a 3 year old, a gioras who cannot marry a Kohen, she can marry a ger. Ella time at b'shol shan v'yamecha. You talk about a three-year-old mashmir, if she's less than 3 years old, the mutaris lava bakal kuna, where she's allowed to marry Kohen, according to Rav Shmuel, mashmir would be also to marry a ger, and that's not the case, because any gerus can marry a mamzer even if she's 2 years old. So asur lava zeh hare pchusim b'shol shan v'yamecha. Rav Shmuel, the mutaris lava bakal kuna, she's allowed to marry kal kuna. Mutaris lava zeh, she's allowed to marry. If you say, if she's, whoever's usher to marry a Kohen, is mutter to marry a mamzer, right? That's what you're saying. Now we'll ask Akasha from the Grusha, we'll come to that in a minute, but he says, whoever's married, can marry a Kohen, is allowed to marry a mamzer. It's mashma, that if she's mutter to marry a Kohen, she cannot marry a mamzer, but it's not the case. Because if you're talking about a three-year-old, if the Yisra is on a three-year-old, it's mashma, a two-year-old is allowed to marry a Kohen, cannot marry a mamzer, not true. Any ger can marry a mamzer. So the Gemara now says, okay, so that's what he wants to say. That's what he means. That's how we're trying to interpret the Mishnah. We're indeed talking about a ger marrying a mamzer, and that's what he means over here. Not kol shum lova kal, talking about the nesinim and the shtuki and all those, but rather we're talking about specifically if a ger who's less than 2 years old who cannot marry a kohen is allowed to marry a mamzer. And Rabbi Yehuda answers why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says a ger can't marry a mamzer because he holds that kahal ger misery. Rabbi Yehuda goes to Shitasa back on Sanach Beis and Beis. If you look in Rashi in the four lines from the bottom of the page of Mid Aleph, he refers to our Gemara in Ayin Beis. He says Ayin Beis and Mid Aleph. It's really Ayin Beis and Beis, like we just pointed out. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Uklalhu, is that really a general category? The kol asun lo bakal kuna, whoever can't marry a kohen is allowed to marry a mamzer v'chon lo zabazeh? What about almana grusha chalal zara? But you mentioned point out before, these people cannot marry a kohen. Almana can't marry a kohen gadol, but a grusha can't marry a kohen. But chalal v'zona dasum lo bakal, they can't bakal kuna, they can't marry a kohen. Vasum lo zabazeh, and still they can't marry a mamzer either." So it's not a general principle. What kind of a principle is that? What's the Mishnah saying? You're interpreting the Mishnah saying if you can't marry a kohen, you can marry a mamzer. What are you talking about? There's many cases of women who can't marry a kohen, and they can't marry a mamzer. Vasu hamutar aser, it's mash, but if they would be allowed to marry a kohen, then it's aser. Again, the reger shemutar bekanis, you have a very simple case. A ger is allowed to marry a kahanis, right? You're talking about lova bakuna. A ger can marry a bas kohen, umutar, and he can still marry a mamzeris. Elam rav nasmer hoshia hachikamer. We're trying to interpret the Mishnah. Again, kol shakohen aser lisa esbito. If a Kohen can't marry this guy's daughter, the guy's daughter, umayni uger shenasa gioris, a ger marries, we discussed this yesterday, when we say that a ger can't marry a Kohen can't marry a Georis. Is that only a Georis who is Megayah herself, or even the daughter of Gerim? So he says, mind, in this case, we go like with Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, who holds that a Kohen cannot marry a daughter of Gerim also. Mind you, Gerish and Georis, with Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, Mutar loves the Bezet. Okay, so that's what we mean. That's what we're trying to explain the Mishnah on. It means says if a Kohen cannot marry the guy's daughter, and who is that? The guy is a Ger, he can't marry his daughter. So that guy is mutter to marry a mamzer. And again, we're speaking about a ger. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, that a ger cannot marry a mamzer, because he holds the kal gerim ikri kal. Uklalu, is that also general principle? I'll shlug that one also. The kol shekohen, also lisa's bito mutarm loves of a zet. Is it really true that when a kohen can't marry the guy's daughter, then it's mutter for him to marry a mamzer? Hare chalal shenasa bas yisrael, but a chalal marries a bas yisrael. The coin also is a bito. The coin cannot marry the halal's this Bas Yisrael's daughter. Vasur nami loves a bezet. Still, right? Halal marries a Bas Yisrael. A coin cannot marry her, and yet the halal is not allowed to marry a mamzer. This is lokasha. Because a halal is like a regular Yisrael. It's lokasha. Kerva story. Rabbi Yehuda, we go like a story that we mentioned before that says that a Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, is a mikvatara for halalim. That if a halal marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is a regular Yisrael. It's not a halal. And therefore, that's not a case where a Kohen cannot marry. A Kohen could marry her. Okay, what about this case? A halal marries a halala. Not a halal marries a Bas Yisrael where the girls, where the kids of Bas Yisrael, where the kids of full Yisrael. A halal shenas a halala. Kohen also lisa bito, he can't marry his daughter because she's a halal. Right? She's a halala. A Kohen can't marry her. And still the halal can't marry a mamzer, so that doesn't work. For suha mutter usher, if he's mutter to marry, because of a ger shenas a Bas Yisrael, but a ger marries Bas Yisrael, but Kohen mutter lisa buta, the Kohen can marry his daughter, right? And the ger can still marry a mamzer. So the rules don't work. How do you understand the Mishnah? We're trying to find the case of where do you say when it's usher to marry this one, and we're still talking about, we're assuming we're talking about a Kohen, because didn't work by Yisrael. By Yisrael, what are we adding on to the first Mishnah? And then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work. Elam Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravua, Hocha Mamzer Mechos Mamzer Meishas Ishi Kaminayo. Forget about the business of Kahal Kahuna, that didn't work, right? And forget about the regular Kahal. Here we're talking about what makes a Mamzer. We had a three-way Machlokas in Yavamas and many places we had. What makes a Mamzer? Bekiva holds the famous Shita. Any lav makes a mamzer, right? Any yisrael lav makes a mamzer. Except for certain cases, like Kohen marries Rush, because he says you're going to make a halal you make not a mamzer. But in almost all cases, makes a mamzer. Okay. Then we had the shita, we have the shita that we paskin like, which is what? Shimon HaTamani was, if you're chayiv kares for that, or greater, chayiv mises bezdin. In other words, there's a lav, then you have kares, where you know bezdin doesn't kill you. And then you have Mises Bezin. Mises Bezin is like adultery. Eishes Ish, right? Sota, right? You make that's adultery. So we're saying over here now like this. The Machlokas and our Mishnah is speaking about what really makes a Mamzer. So let's say you hold that only what only makes a Mamzer is only the worst, only when there's a capital case, when Bezin kills you. But if it's Isser Karis, like Karis, let's say, incest between a brother and sister, right? We hold that makes a Mamzer. But if you hold only Chayiv Mises Bezin makes a Mamzer, that doesn't make a Mamzer. Okay, so very good. So if that doesn't make a mamzer, that kid is a puzzle, whatever you want to call him, he's weird, he came out with 3 eyes and 14 ears, but he's not a mamzer, that he can't marry a real mamzer, according to that. So that's what we're speaking about over here. Even Michaev Kars is also a mamzer, and therefore, he'll say that what? That kol asrum lovo bakal, a mamzer like that, If a kid is born out of incest with a brother and sister, that kid makes a mamzer. Mutar mamzer, he's allowed to marry a mamzer because he's a mamzer. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda will say no. Rabbi Yehuda savor meishesish avi mamzer mechosel avi mamzer. He'll say no. When Rabbi Yehuda asers, no, we're not talking about a ger over here. We're talking about is this ger? Rabbi Yehuda aser. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not a mamzer. A mamzer is only chayv. So therefore, if you have the child that came out of the union of a brother and sister, as disgusting and horrible as it is, an incestuous child here, but he's not a mamzer. Therefore, he can't marry a real mamzer. That's all he's telling you. Okay. It's not a mamzer. I feel a mamzer. Mechos and a mamzer. You don't have some issues. Have a mamzer. Mechos love a mamzer. Mike Mashman. What's the chiddush in this? This is a machlok. So what's the mishnah teaching me? That this is a mamzer. It's not. All he's teaching you really is what's a mamzer. What's not a mamzer. We already learned this in the Vamas. Tanina, Ezo Mamzer, Kolshu Bolo Yavo. Any you're over on a lav, that's Mamzer. Shimon HaTamani Omer, Kolshu Chamele Karis, Bisa Vishmaim, even Karis or greater. Ba'alocha kidvar, that's how he paskin. Rabbi Shua Makosh Kamen Yisus Bezdin. So the point is, but what's the point of the Mishnah? You're not teaching me anything. You want to teach me that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like who? Like Rabbi Shua. So say over there, Rabbi Shua holds this, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds like his words. Elom Rava, Gera Moni Moavi, Ikim Benayo. Here we're talking about an Amon Moav, you know, even if they're Megayer, they're like the Shiva Umos, they can never marry the Jewish people, right? Except their daughter, right? Amon Moav, we live from Rus, etc. So say, Gera Moni Moav, Ikim Benayo. Whoever is not allowed to marry Kal Hashem. Okay, they're allowed to marry one another, right? Meaning they could also marry a mamzer, right? They could also marry a mamzer because they're not allowed to call Hashem. Okay, Ihochi my Rabbi Yehuda Oser. So what's Rabbi Yehuda Osering? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says they can't marry. Why would Rabbi Yehuda Oser that? Why can't he marry? That's talking about Alfish Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Oser Ger Mamzeris. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds Ger cannot marry Mamzeris. Why? Because he holds Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, and therefore Mamzer can't marry them. Hani Mili Ger the royal of a Kal. A Ger can marry Jewish people. Can marry regular Jewish girl. Aval Ger Amoni Mavi the Ain royal of a Kal. They can never marry Lo. In other words, what he's saying is not that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's just telling you that a Ger Amoni Mavi who is also Lo of a Bakal is allowed to marry one another, and even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Osser says. It doesn't really read like the Mishnah reads Rabbi Yehuda Osser. Saying even Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, here he agrees. Okay, so that's way to learn the Mishnah. That's how you can understand the Mishnah. Ger Amoni Mavi, then Rabbi Bakal. And the Mepharshim say that it could also be the same could be by a Mitzri Rishon or Mitzri Sheni, who also is not allowed to have a Bakal Hashem. That would also would fit for him
a
also.
A women gear too, or just a
pardon?
Gear?
Only the men, only the men, only the men will have a Kal Shem. In other words, let's say
Ruth was
allowed to, right? In other words, if once they convert, and we're talking, a Ger Amoni Moavi means they converted, they're Jews, they right. Keep Tariq Mitzvahs, but the male's never allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. He could only marry just another Moabite or Ammonite woman like him. And if they have a child, that child could marry a Jewish person. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is talking about that case only. Tan Rabbanan. Ben Teish Shanu Yom Echad, Ger Amoni Moavi, Mitzri Adami, Kuti, Menesim Chol Mamzer, Shebol HaKahanas, Alvi, Bas Yisrael, Paslua. In other words, all these people are not allowed to live with a regular Jewish girl. Not so much, right? Because it doesn't really mean that the case of a Chalal is allowed to. But what he does is he ruins a Kahanas from eating Truma anymore, and it prohibits her from marrying a Kohen subsequently. So some of these are mamish osur, and some of what they do is pasul. You're not talking about it's osur, right? It's if he slept with those girls, Shabbal, Kahanas, Levia, Paslua, they pasuled her from eating Truma and from marrying a Kohen, a Levi Yisrael from marrying a Kohen anymore. Rabbi Yosef and Rakosha Zara Apostle, Postle, Kosha and Zara Apostle, and Apostle. He disagrees. If the union of that marriage would be possible, then it possels her from marrying a coin. But if the union wouldn't possel, then if the child that came from there would not be possible, then it doesn't possel her from eating, right? But Moses Shemekon, we're going to explain what Gemara is going to say. Right? Shemuel Yehiel, third opinion says, Kol Shatanasa Bita Tanasa Almanasa. If you can marry his daughter, you can marry his almana. In other words, if you can marry this guy's daughter, then you can marry the almana, meaning the one that he slept with, So what's machlokas there? Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni Kibinayo. Very simple. A Mitzri Sheni. A Mitzri Sheni is a person who converted, Egyptian in the second generation of converts. Ikibinayo. And it, meaning, Rabbi Yossi says, if his children are apostle, then he's apostle. Children apostle, not apostle. Meaning, if a Mitzri Sheni married slept with a Jewish girl, well, if they had a child, the child would be a regular Israel. Because a Mitzri Shlishi is the same as a regular Yisrael. The Tanakhama suffer ki koin gadol be'almana. Ma koin gadol be'almana should be also baveir. A koin gadol is not live with almana. Uposaba and ruins or makes her chalala. Af kol should be also baveir. Posel. If the bio is baveir and all these things, you're not supposed to live with the Jewish girl, be as baveir. Chalal, it's technically hard to see. It's not really veir, but it means it passes it. Rabbi Yossi suffer ki koin gadol this way. Ma koin gadol be'almana shazaro posel. His child would be a halal uposel, his marriage ruins her, makes her halal. Av kol shazar uposel posel lapukim mitzvah shein and shein zar uposel. His children are uposel. The omer kro uposel is bon mashay bodlam dor shlishi yavol mikal Hashem. The third generation could be therefore that would be okay. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say that a Mitzri Adomi who lived with those people, Mitzri Sheni who lived with any of those people would not possibly, because since their kid is a regular Yisrael, wouldn't be a problem. Shimon Gamliel was the third opinion. We'll discuss him tomorrow. We'll pick it up from here from Shimon Gamliel tomorrow. What is his third opinion is, if you can marry his daughter, then you can marry the Almana, then she's not possible anymore.
Pardon? Yeah.
Which today is a month.